morning, Ireland. 12 minutes to nine, and millions of people in England and Wales are voting in local elections today. And there's also some key mayoral elections to watch too. The results should be interesting, given that Rishi Sunak's Tory party is trailing Keir Starmer's Labour Party by 20 points. Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor with the Financial Times, can tell us more. So given that poll margin, Lucy, how bad could the results for the Tories be today?
Well, look, there's been a lot of expectation management by the Conservatives. They point out that the current crop of elections last took place in 2021, when Boris Johnson was enjoying a vaccine bounce in the polls. Other Tories will tell you that the, in terms of the councillor seats up for election, many more tend to be in urban areas that typically favour Labour rather than suburban or rural areas where the Conservatives usually do better. But there has been independent pollsters and sophologists suggesting they could lose half of the 1,000 seats, council seats they are defending. And in particular, two of the flashpoint contests are the mayoral races that you mentioned. Andy Street, the former John Lewis boss, who's up for re-election as the Tory mayor of West Midlands, and Lord Ben Houchen, who is something of a poster boy for the Tories' Levelling Up project, who's up for re-election in Tees Valley. I think if either or both those candidates lose today, then I think that Rishi Sunak is in for a very rough ride and potentially a plot against him from his own MPs.
And that's the question, because as you say, barring miracles, it looks to be a pretty torrid result outcome for the Tories. What happens next? Can he hold on without a heave, or will he keep all his politicians backing him by with the threat of an early election in the summer?
Well, look, it's going to be a very febrile weekend, I think. It helps Rishi Sunak that the results from all these various elections are spread out across 3 days. You know, none come in tonight. The first will be in the early hours of tomorrow. Some of the key ones won't be declared until Saturday or Sunday. And then, of course, in the UK, Monday is a bank holiday. So it allows the Conservatives to try and, spin the results as they happen. It won't be one devastating announcement of what's taken place. And I think that will help Downing Street contain any fallout. But there is a very febrile sense in Westminster from some of the right-wingers in his party that this is going to be the harbinger of an electoral rout at the general election.
The British Home Office has been putting videos online of people being detained for the Rwanda returns. Any evidence that that law is going to be a vote winner for the Tories?
Well, look, certainly the issue of immigration and so-called illegal immigration, crossings of the Channel, it is a very salient issue in UK politics, as it is in Irish politics, and none more so than for Conservative voters at the last general election, for whom there's polling to suggest it is more important to them, the issue of immigration, than even the cost of living crisis in the economy or the NHS. So I think that Rishi Sunak obviously has suffered many delays to getting his Rwanda policy over the line. But there's lots of raised eyebrows in Westminster that the timing of the Home Office, launching this exercise to round up asylum seekers to fly them out to Rwanda has taken place this week. And as you point out, the big kind of projection of that with the Home Office putting out videos of asylum seekers being, loaded into police vans, I think is timed very carefully ahead of the local elections today, or at least that is the suspicion of the opposition parties.
Indeed. Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor with the Financial Times. Thank you.